You didn't know the story before?
No, never heard it before.
Yeah. So now we'll keep recording, and I will ask you questions, maybe part of them I've already asked you.
And that's okay.
And just recording. So, first tell me about what aspects of your job you're more interested in, what bits of the job you really like to do.
The bit that I really like to do is going out and seeing the advertising agencies. Basically, that is because they are, and the whole industry, if you like, is very vibrant, and it's a good laugh. You know, people are always joking and laughing with each other, and it's a very very social and sociable industry. And the people, as I say, you know, meeting them and talking with them about radio, LBC, myself, their self. And you know what did over the weekend. It's very, all very old, pally and very nice and very friendly. We also within the office that I work in, the people there are also very friendly, and we always talk about, you know, problems or, you know, good times, bad times. So occasionally we get in the crowd together as well, and that's just for a laugh.
So what you really like is
being
with the people.
That's right, meeting people and talking to people. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, that coming from a stammerer. And it's sort of very true of me. I do enjoy meeting people, and I suppose that is one of the reasons why I have turned to various places for speech therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, because I want to get on more with the job, meet more people, and enjoy it more.
And it never interfered with you getting to meet new people and feeling free to speak with them about everything.
But in a way, it has interfered in that I don't talk as much as maybe I could do or should do. I very much, you know, the quiet partner in a conversation, and if there's a two from my side, as it were, from the media sales side, I'll always be almost silent, which isn't really fair on them, for one. Also, isn't not being very good at the job. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go away and the people that you've been speaking to forget you within your 2 days, then that's not very good. Mm-hmm. So if I'm more vocal, if I get over the problem of the speech, I'd then be remembered more, and thereby get on more in the industry.
Yeah. What hobbies do you like to do after job?
Hobbies. Well, I like theatre, and I also like cinema quite a lot. Also, again, music and, you know, seeing live bands. I suppose my overriding hobby at the moment is doing an Open University course in sociology. Obviously, you know, having, you spend 7 or 8 hours at work, and the time you get home, you have a bite to eat, and you do your Open University work, and there isn't much time left for doing other things.
It's actually a lot of lectures, because most of the courses I know from Open University is a lot of home work.
It is very much, you know, home based and correspondence based. Mm-hmm. They recommend that you do about 13, 14 hours a week on each course, which is a bit. And it doesn't sound an awful lot, you know, on its own, but bear in mind that you're working 35-hour week plus lunch plus getting to and from work. You know, and I often try to do things Monday to Friday and then do the weekend off.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work out that way, of course, but.